So be'ezah Hashem we learned that peches of Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics we're learning about include the reasons that in the case of eid echad mi'idashi perua, she's only required to make a shvua medrabanan. In the case in which she is required in a shvua de'iraisa, the machlekes of bal chayv geivish leib b'fanav, if a malva can collect a chayv a debt when the leib traveled abroad. Four explanations for the machlekes tanakama and Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. Pligi b'nishbaas ligvois mezaynish lebefana. They disagree in the halacha that a woman requires a shvua when she collects mezaynis support in her husband's absence. Pligi b'nasis abetropis b'chay habal. They disagree in the halacha that a woman can be required to swear to the yisayman when her husband appointed her to manage his estate after his death. Pligi inishbaas ligvois ksubasim in the yisayman. They disagree in the halacha that a woman who is absolved from making shvua is still obligated in a shvua when she collects her ksuba from the assignment. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include haba li para menichsi assignment lo yifre ele b'shvua. The Chacham initiated that one who collects from the Yershin's assets must make a shvua.